Isaac, I suppose we'll all refer back to the great game that you played against Melbourne, that they narrowly got you after the comeback. How will you sort of reference that moving ahead this week, if at all?
I'm not sure we'll touch on it too much. I think both teams had their moments in that game, and it was round 23 and we're both going to finish with a second chance. So in the end, I don't think the result mattered too much as we would have loved to have won the game. But I'm not sure we'll probably reference it too much. We probably got a little bit of an idea on what they want to do by playing them, but they've also got the advantage of playing us and knowing what we want to do as well.
And you've advanced from the weekend, probably knowing there's a fair bit of room for improvement as well.
You didn't think we played that well, Rob?
No, you played well, but I think you can take it to another level, don't you?
Yeah, no, I think we played really well, especially around the contest in our defensive half. We probably just could capitalise on a few more opportunities. So we certainly had the inside 50s and shots on goal. But if we could just finish them off, then it's probably a 10 to 12 goal win.
What do you see as the most important areas of the game against a side like Melbourne?
Yeah, well, they've got an unbelievable midfield with Maxi, Track, Viney and Clayton Oliver. So it's going to be won or lost in the contest like most games of football. But they also set up the ground so well defensively, and Lever and May certainly made us look like fools in round 23. So, when you get to prelim finals, games can be won all over the ground. There's pretty good players everywhere, to be honest.
So what's the key to taking Lever and May out of the game then?
Probably me not playing anywhere near them, to be honest. I'll leave that to the other forwards. But, probably how you enter the forward line and don't kick it straight to Lever like we did in round 23. But there'll be a lot more things that go into the game than that. So I think Cozzy Pickett, both Tom and Clayton this year, has kicked three goals. Fritch has been solid. So, they're a good team.
What difference does Asaba make in that, Isaac, in your forward mix and making their defenders more accountable?
Yeah, I think he showed on the weekend. I've actually got Paddy Dangerfield here being a peanut behind the camera. So I think he showed on the weekend that he can bust the packs open. He took a pretty nice mark about 40 metres out. So he just adds another dimension to our team. And, we've got two, three other big fellas down forward as well. So hopefully they'll be a fair bit to handle on Friday night.
Isaac, we're back to the scenario of obviously no pre-finals bye and the team going into the prelim having the week off with you guys having played for a long time. Having gone through that as a player previously, what's the benefits that they might have from it and what's the benefits you guys might have from playing through?
Yeah, they've obviously had the ability to freshen up and probably train specific things that they'd like to and have a decent couple of hit outs. So they'll get an advantage in that sense. But we've also been able to play. And to be honest, I thought our last two or three weeks of football in the home and away season was pretty average. So it was nice to be able to get out there and just play a really solid brand of football. We had a pretty interesting week leading into the Port Adelaide game. Probably didn't get to prep exactly how we wanted to. So for us, last week was really good.
Just to follow up on the Asaba one as well, Isaac, I think it was the first time last weekend you'd played, six talls this season, including Gary Rowan. Did you like the balance that gave? And I guess that allows Blitzarths to sort of spend most of the game down back.
Yeah, it was nice that Sav could also roll into the ruck and have a bit of an influence there. But they're six talls, but, Jeremy Cameron and Gary Rowan are as quick as any smalls on the deck as well. So in that sense, they're pretty tall, but we also thought we had the defensive ability down forward as well to cause a bit of havoc. And I think we saw, especially Gary, have two or three rundown tackles and put a fair bit of pressure on GWS.
And into a prelim in your first year with the club, is that what you're expecting when you join Geelong? Did you expect them to be so good in your first year here?
I guess you can't expect anything. But certainly coming over, I was hoping and thinking that we should be going deep into finals and giving it a bit of a challenge. So, expectations are pretty interesting things in football. They can only go one way, really, if you don't hit them. So No, it's nice to be playing in a prelim again, and although different colours and different teammates, it should be a lot of fun. And Optus Oval was unbelievable the other night, and I'm sure it'll be the same this weekend.
Isaac, is it starting to feel like home for you now? You've been with the Cats for a season. Is that team atmosphere really coming together now? You're rolling into your, what is it, sixth prelim in your career?
I'm not sure how many prelims it's been, but the club have been brilliant. The players, the coaching staff and everyone else, they've been very respectful, and they've been great how they've let me integrate into the club. So I've been very fortunate. Does it feel like home? I'm not sure. I've only been here 10 months. I was at the other place 10 years.
Just on the week off, Isaac, you've experienced both sides of it where you've haven't had a week off and, you know, played 4 weeks in a row and won, and I presume you've had the week off and also won. Tell us some of your experiences of what it's meant, and does it sort of indicate that it just depends on the yearly situation of how the players in contention for the clubs are feeling, rather than the week off being a specific advantage all the time?
I think it all depends on where you list that, how you've been playing leading into those games. If you've had a lot of injuries, if you've got a lot of sore blokes, there's so many factors that go into it. If you're a young team, you probably want to keep playing a fair bit. If you're an older team, you might want to have the week off. So I think that's what good coaches do. They frame either scenario to be a positive. And Scotty certainly framed playing GWS as a positive, and we were able to go and execute. So to be honest, I don't think there's an advantage either way, unless you've got a hell of a lot of injuries and you need the week off.
Just one more.
Isaac, given you've got, you know, what some would consider an older list, I think I saw someone called the team Dad's Army after the last win, which might be a little bit unfair, but anyway.
Well, there's a lot of dads here, Laura, so it's probably right.
Do you see, you know, that maybe it is that extra challenge if you've got those, you know, got those players into their 30s that are, you know, you're playing every week? Are those niggles kind of hanging around where you don't otherwise get the time to kind of treat them with a week off?
No, I'll probably tend to see it more as an advantage, to be honest. I think the older you get, the better you get at, you know, preparing your body and understanding your body. And we've seen a lot of probably the over 30s have a week or two off this year. So they've been managed, or they've had a little injury or niggle in that sense. So I think if you talk to a lot of the medical staff and performance staff at clubs, the more difficult ones to deal with and understand are the younger ones, because they try to just push through everything.
Just one more on Asaba. Isaac, is that the mix going forward for hopefully the next 2 weeks?
The beauty about coming to Geelong is that I'm not in any of those decisions, so I've got no idea what the makeup will look like this week, but just personally, going off his performance on the weekend, I'd expect he'd play.
What sort of losses? Parfitt out of the middle?
Yeah, massive. He was one of those players that I probably underrated a fair bit coming from Hawthorn. But once I saw what he did on the field, he's pretty important to us. So, you know, it's a big loss. But we've also got a few blokes in the wings that have been chomping at the bit. So, we'll be able to structure up. And we're pretty lucky with the depth we've got going through the midfield.
What do you think you'll miss most from Brandon? Is it his defensive edge?
Yeah, I think defensively, that's what especially other teams and other people in the competition highlight, that he's so good at bringing the opposition down, and his quick feet around the stoppages. But, I'm not sure, partially not sure what the prognosis is, and if we're lucky enough to go through, if he'd be back. But, he's a big loss, but... I've played in plenty of big games where you don't have your best players playing.
Just wondering, Isaac, I think we're going to get some more information about, you know, the Brownlow and what that looks like this year, either today or tomorrow. Do you guys know whether, you know, irrespective of the outcome this weekend, if you'd hang around in Perth, if there was an opportunity for it to be a bit more of a function over there?
I've got no idea. I'll be going, if it doesn't work to plan, I'll be going home to my wife and daughter, so...
Fair enough.
I'm not sure who wants to hang around.
And what about the idea of you know, a grand final parade over there, and the fact that you could make it a bigger occasion, I suppose, because very early on they said, for example, in Melbourne that we just wouldn't have one this year. You've been in a few. How important would that be to have make that an occasion?
Yeah, I think Perth's got an unbelievable opportunity to make it a brilliant couple of weeks. As you said, you got the Brownlow grand final parade. We can make it a bit of a festival of football plus the grand final. And I did mention to someone the other day saying that it'll be a good one to play in because it could go down as one of the best in history. The Optus Stadium's unbelievable. I'm sure the light show and everything that they do around it will be fantastic. And I'm pretty sure the AFL and the West Australian government have put a lot of things in place to make sure it's a pretty spectacular event. So I know we're very excited to put our best foot forward and try and make it.
Isaac, just in regards...
Isaac, the government and the AFL are discussing at the moment whether to have the parade or whether just to present you on stage in front of people and not go through the streets. Do you feel that the going through the streets and greeting people and all the excitement that goes with that is an important part of the build-up to a grand final, more so than just putting you out in front of people on a stage?
Oh, to be honest, I don't understand what the right thing to do is these days. So I've got no idea. I'm sure they'll figure it out, and whatever they do, they'll make it a spectacle. So it's a beautiful day here in Perth, and if grand final week's like that, then you could probably do anything and it'd be unbelievable. But we've got to worry about Friday night first, to be honest.
Just in regards to, you talked a little bit about expectations before, Isaac. Did you have any sort of steady the nerve conversations with any of the players last week? Just, I suppose, having that outsider's perspective, having seen Geelong's success for so long, that if there was sort of any trepidation, were there any of those discussions or like that at all last week?
Oh, there's always discussions going on, especially with guys that probably aren't as experienced in the side. So, yeah, I thought we were in a really good place last week, and it was nice to get locked up in the hub and actually be in a hotel and be able to spend some time together and work through some of the things that may have shocked us week one of the finals. So yeah, there was plenty of discussions going on.
So do you feel now that you've almost, for want of a better term, got that monkey off the back, that you've got the freedom and you remind yourself that you were only a kick away from beating Melbourne in round 23?
Oh, I think the players certainly understand that. What I will say though is that prelims are the hardest games to win. And there's four very good teams left. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough game. There'll be things get thrown up that spook both teams, but hopefully we're able to deal with it better than Melbourne is.
Can you just put that into terms? Like, we hear that a lot in terms of prelims are the hardest to win. You played in so many. So what is it about them aside the fact of contest and the fierceness? Can you just give us an insight there?
Well, there's the anxiety of winning and the opportunity of playing the next week. That's around that. So that in one, they can go either way. Teams get a run on the team that, you know, there's always a favourite. There's always an underdog. Sometimes the favourite's not in front. The pressure increases. I've been in both positions. So, yeah, there's plenty of factors, but it should be a cracking prelim final, I would have thought.
Isaac, it's Carla from Yokai Footy. We're compiling a list of Yokai moments of a lot of players, and we wanted to know what your Yokai moment is for the year. It's a moment that's about the spirit of the game and greater than football, not necessarily an Indigenous moment, but a special moment for you.
I've been fortunate to play some pretty special players, and I've probably got two favourite moments. One happened on the weekend, Joel Selwood breaking Corey Enright's games record, 333 games for the club. That was a pretty special moment for the club, albeit I've only been here for 10 months. And the other one, and I played a lot of footy with Sean Burgoyne playing his 400th game, and I was able to be there on the night and on the ground, which was pretty special. He's a pretty special player and a pretty special person. So that was a great night as well.
Thanks, mate. Good luck with the rest of your final series.
Thank you.